This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And thank you very much, Joel. It is a Thursday night with Jason Mackey, albeit an abbreviated Thursday night. We have about 90 minutes together. We'll go with 80 now. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to fit into a short period of time. I always tweet out kind of what we're doing, what I want to tackle. I've been going through prep as I usually do, trying to see what I want to talk about, places I want to go with this show, and I wish we had more than 90 minutes. There's a lot to address. Week 2 coming up for the Steelers. Seahawks on Sunday. I'll be there. We'll talk about that. I have a confession to make that I'll get to that in the first segment about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers offense and how that has looked. A bit more Aaron Rodgers as a person. And I'll talk a little bit about that and tell a story and make fun of myself a little bit. But it's not only that. I was on with the PM team this afternoon, and they asked me about Sidney Crosby and the trade speculation and a lot of the noise surrounding that. On the Post-Gazette side of things, I've been digging into as much as I can a possible sale of the team from FSG to the Hoffman family of companies. I want to discuss that a little bit. I do think Sidney Crosby and what has been said there, you're kind of caught in the middle. I don't think it's directly relative to a sale, but it's not indirect. You can't separate the two. The direction of the Penguins and why we're seeing all this stuff coming out about Sidney Crosby, is any of it real? I have some opinions on that. I wouldn't wade into it and tell you at least what I know from a reporting standpoint. The Pirates swept today in Baltimore. That's a topic of conversation. It's been a weird couple of series for the Pirates, a weird post-All-Star break run, second half of the season, whatever. A week ago, they looked, you know, like they might salvage this thing, like Ben Charrington might be safe, and wouldn't you know it, swept over the weekend, swept by the Orioles, going to D.C. to take on the Nationals. They're swept there. It's not going to be good. Let's talk big picture about the Pirates. What have we learned? A little teaser there. I don't think we've learned all that much. O'Neill Cruz has been an issue. I wanted to get into a little bit about him, where things lie with Cruz. What can the Pirates do? What should the Pirates do? But I'm mostly interested with the Pirates on how to finish this season, where it takes us, individual player performance, what it means for Ben Charrington, all that fun stuff. Backyard Brawl is Saturday. I have a column live, post-gazette.com. I was down at Pitt on Tuesday and talked to some people about that. It's a game that I feel very strongly should be played every year. I don't think I'm in the minority there. I understand logistics. I want to talk a little college football scheduling, why I think this thing is a must-have every year. I have a solution, too. We were kicking this around on a Post-Gazette podcast this morning. When you look at Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia, how to fix, we'll say it that way, address a common complaint fan bases of all three schools, or at least two of the three, if that's enough of a tease. I think there's a way to figure this out, though. And I also want to give you some stuff that I'm looking for out of Saturday's game. Again, 3:30 in Morgantown. Should be a great time. I'll be heading down there for that. I'm with you until 7:30. That's when Westwood One coverage of the Commanders and Packers takes over. So we're going to make our time together count. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Producing behind the glass, the one and only Joel Nelson. Joel, good evening. I'm sorry, I'm remiss in saying hello. This is the third time we formally talked to each other today, so it's even better to see you now than it was this morning.
Likewise, Jason. Always good to work with you tonight.
So we had a staff meeting earlier today, and Joel and I both... Did you go home between the meeting?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so
how about
did
you?
I. Yeah, I did. I went home, and I did a little bit of prep for tonight. I did a hit with Andrew and Chris. I went for a run, I showered, and I came back.
So, there you go.
Yeah, it was productive, but we both changed clothes, although I recycled the T-shirt. I lost my pants and well, not literally lost my pants, but you know, I went to shorts.
Good
and
deal.
Joel was banging out some steps.
Yes.
What are you up to today?
Just kind of walking around my neighborhood, just, you know, like maybe five different 10-minute walks.
Okay.
That sort of stuff. So
stay on the move,
like,
Joelie. Stay
yeah,
on the move.
Absolutely. It's pretty nice.
All right.
Pretty nice. Getting in all this weather before everything goes down to the 30s and the 20s.
Oh,
and the
man,
coming
I don't want to hear it.
Don't want to think about
it. I don't want to hear it. We're not there, Joel. We're not there. Really good Thursday night football game tonight, by the way. Kind of overlooked that one, but I don't know about you, Joel. I'm excited. Commanders, Packers, pair of 1-0 teams. You got Micah Parsons, Jaden Daniels last week. Really, really good. Packers favored by 3.5 points, I believe. The Commanders have not done a very good job of going into Lambeau in winning. I'll talk a little bit about that, but I'm curious if they're able to do it. Jaden Daniels in Washington, man. Oh, buddy. As someone who lived down there for a couple of years and experienced what Commanders fans, what that can be like when they're good, I kind of root for them. I do. I want to see that work out. That can be such a cool football town. There's such a sleeping giant of a fan base ready to jump on board, and they already have, and we'll see. Big test for the Commanders there. All right, so if we get into some Steelers stuff, which I want to lead off the show with, I have the opportunity to kind of hit on a few different topics. The first is sort of what I'm looking for out of this Seahawks game. And I highlighted a couple areas and stuff that, you know, it's been a topic this entire week. I don't know, maybe there's some creative way to rank it. But either way, any way you slice this up, my number one thing, it is circled, it is highlighted, it is a giant, giant part of the Steelers season right now is Broderick Jones. Like, this was the storyline, in my opinion, that if this goes awry, the Steelers are going to have a really tough time keeping it together. You've got a 41-year-old quarterback who I've liked a lot of what I've seen about Aaron Rodgers. I'll get to some deeper thoughts on that very shortly, but he's 41. 2 years ago, had an Achilles injury. You need to keep him upright. And if Broderick Jones can't get it done, which he was unable to get it done against the Jets, you've got a couple choices. Either you keep Darnell Washington in as a, you know, pass-protecting assistant, for lack of a better term, or you turn to Calvin Anderson or somebody. Maybe you try to go get somebody. Maybe Calvin Anderson's not the guy, although I think he'd probably be the next man up if they decided to make a move. You're in a world of hurt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I understand if you're the Steelers, you're going to give Broderick Jones another opportunity. You're probably going to give him multiple opportunities, but it did not look good on Sunday. I was there. I was there. You watched on TV. We saw the same game. That's not going to work. Troy Fautanu was better, but still got a 41-year-old quarterback. You need your tackles to keep him clean. So anyway, I'll be watching the protection. I'll specifically will be watching Broderick Jones. How much time does Aaron Rodgers have? I think we saw, and I'm going to pause here with Aaron Rodgers for a few seconds. When he had the time, Aaron Rodgers doesn't look 41. I don't have any problem with what Aaron Rodgers gave the Steelers. It's been the same thing that we've seen in Latrobe, practice on the south side, all of this. The arm talent, it's there. Dude can play the game. In fact, it's really fun to watch. The arm angle, the creativity, some of the stuff they're running, anybody is open all the time. That's legit. It's more than just some sort of Mickey Mouse line. I love it. I love watching the guy play. I've been having these conversations with myself and in my family room as my wife and I this week. Joel, have you seen Enigma, the Netflix documentary on Rodgers?
I have not, no.
So I'm late to the party on this. It's embarrassing for a sports writer and a radio host to have not seen Enigma, but I didn't watch it. I don't watch a lot of TV other than live sporting events. But so a couple days ago, we started into this, and we finished it very quickly. It's only 3 episodes. I couldn't recommend it enough. It was fascinating. And you get a really good feel for the type of person Aaron Rodgers is off the field and the way he's wired and you know what he's about. Right. And I always take these things into consideration, you know, who produced it, what angle, what are they trying to tell us? Is all of this truthful? This is his perspective. What if we go get the outside world's perspective? Like what I'm watching on my screen is not gospel. I understand that. But it also does give you a peek into how the wiring has worked on his brain. And I don't mean literally, I mean figuratively, but it was a fascinating look into what we're seeing here, into what motivates this guy, into why he keeps doing this. There's a lot of talk in there, and I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a lot of talk about how to function as a leader. And I thought of Aaron Rodgers, before he got here, honestly as a narcissist. I thought of Aaron Rodgers as somebody who was probably a jerk, self-centered, only cared about himself, was some sort of drama queen, loved the attention, was over the hill, and a lot of this other negative stuff. I was wrong at a lot of levels. That doesn't mean it's going to work out. It might fail miserably. Maybe Rodgers can't sustain it. Maybe he injures himself. Maybe the Steelers can't put enough around Aaron Rodgers. I'm not taking any of that to the bank. I'm not saying the Steelers are going to be some elite team. I'm not changing that. But I had Rodgers painted a certain way, even the bad teammate, bad guy, or whatever. And you know what? I was wrong. And a lot of times in media, people might not want to tell you this. They're wrong. They're wrong in their assessment. And we should all be more honest about this stuff. It was a lesson for me to not rush to judgment on somebody I don't know. And I'm not saying I know Aaron Rodgers all that well now. I don't. I can't fire off a text message. I'm not going to have a elongated conversation with them or anything like that. But a selfish jerk, I'm not going there. One of the interesting things in the Enigma documentary, if you've ever seen it, it's about his family. And part of the media wants to take the storyline and run with it and say he's estranged from his family, right? And that must make you a really bad person if you're estranged from your parents. Yet at the same time, his brother goes on The Bachelor, which would, I think it was The Bachelor, some reality TV show. And then the parents hop on and they're starting to talk about their family business in a setting that would only be accessible to them because of Aaron. He didn't like that. Is he wrong? Is he wrong for not liking that? Like, if I had some sort of family issue and my parents or my in-laws or whomever else saw it necessary to hop on reality TV, a spot that they would only have because of my quote-unquote fame, and they wanted to air all of our dirty laundry basically for attention, man, we're going to have some problems. Doesn't make you a bad person. That makes you human. But I like a lot of what Rogers said in there about leadership, looking after and relating to younger players. And I think we're seeing a lot of that with the Steelers. So my first impressions of Aaron Rodgers were one thing. My second, third, fourth impressions of him are something totally different. Latest example came this week. Broderick Jones was terrible, right? What did Aaron do? Blamed himself. Said his mobility could have been better. He believes in Broderick Jones. Like that's the guy you want there. He's done various things talking about how smart of a football player Connor Hayward is. You can believe that or you could not. The penalty that Connor Hayward took on Sunday was not a smart player's penalty. That's beside the point. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. Talking about challenging Roman Wilson, relating to him, getting him more involved in the game plan. Did the same thing with Calvin Austin. Taking ownership of a lot of things. Taking care of those around you. Being a leader. And in that documentary, again, I didn't mean to fall down this rabbit hole too much, but there's a lot of insight in there. He talks about being an alpha male, leading other, you know, leading his team and how much that, you know, some of this kookiness that he does. And he's off, you know, in Costa Rica and doing these various retreats and the darkness and the ayahuasca and whatever. And like, people can look at that and be critical, but at the same time, it's kind of balancing him out. If that works for him, fine. But he's got a very difficult job to lead, very egotistical, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that you have to have that. Professional athletes and get them to buy into what you're doing. Get a team pointed in one direction. And I think Aaron Rodgers has done a very good job of that. I will get out of that topic, but it is something that interests me. And it's something that I was critical of before in some of my off-season writings. And I have the opportunity now to offer a bit of a mea culpa. And darn it, why not? All right, there's some other stuff, though, in all seriousness, that we need to see out of the Steelers differently on Sunday. Stopping the run, probably a good place to start there, right? 182 yards from the Jets, 39 attempts. It's not going to work. I was sitting there in the MetLife Stadium press box, and Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette and I sit next to each other, and it was a lot of talk about, man, it's just like, feels like the season never ended. Feels like the Baltimore game. They're getting pushed around at the line of scrimmage. Breece Hall and Braylon Allen ain't that good. That needs to change. I know on the south side there's talk about moving Y.A. Black maybe to a traditional nose tackle position. What do you do with Keanu Benton? I don't think it's that complicated. I really don't. I'm not trying to oversimplify the jobs that these guys do for a living. Stay in your gaps. One of the things that I saw on the Justin Fields touchdown where he skipped into the end zone, probably humming some sort of song. You've got TJ Watt, very likely has contained on that play. He crashed, tried to make a play, tried to be a hero, and it's easy for Justin Fields. Somebody has responsibility there. Again, I don't have the defensive game plan, but in all likelihood, it was TJ Watt. playing hero ball. Let's call it what it is. Get it together. It's not we're not strong enough or physical enough or the roster isn't built the right way. It's responsibility. And you've heard some of these guys talk about it this week. I think Juan Thornhill was one that really stuck out to me. Gap responsibility. Be where you're supposed to be. You might not make the play, but you're going to take up space and you're going to force the running back to go a certain way where you do have guys. You might not make the tackle. That's okay. But if you force somebody to go outside, to go inside, where your teammates are waiting to take this guy down, tip, you've done your job. I'd like to see more of that. I think Y.A. Black is somebody who's going to be pretty important on Sunday. He did not play enough snaps this past Sunday, in my opinion. I want to see more of him. We got the injury report a little bit ago. Focus on the defense. Joey Porter Jr. hasn't practiced the past 2 days. A little concerning as far as my opinion goes. I liked what Brandon Echols did against the Jets, and he might have an elevated role. We'll see what happens there. Jabril Peppers, I'll be curious to see how much he plays, whether it's him or Chuck Clark. Peppers has been there for 2 days. That's going to be awful tough. But at the same time, I like Jabril Peppers. I think he can do some good things for this defense. Kind of gives them the style of play that they need. Deshaun Elliott light, we'll call him. We'll see. Nick Herbig, a full participant. That was good news for their pass rush. Going to have to be on point to generate a little bit more pressure on the quarterback than they did against Justin Fields on Sunday. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited for it. These weeks in between take for darn ever way too much. And we'll have Steelers, Seahawks kicking off at 1 o'clock. All right, let's get into the Sidney Crosby stuff next. That's interesting. I've got some thoughts on that. His agent, Pat Persson, said a few things I want to address, and I want to talk a little bit about the sale, what I know, how that impacts Sidney Crosby, and how I ultimately see this ending with Sid. It's an abbreviated fan evening show with Jason Mackey here with you until 7:30. Don't go anywhere. Penguins talk next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.